Flood walls, levees, and pump stations in the Ohio River Basin protect more than $120 billion in property and some 720,000 people from the prospect of rising floodwaters. But many of those systems are more than 50 years old, and some are deteriorating. For the reporting project Good River, Liam Niemeyer from the Ohio Valley Resource reports climate change is expected to make things worse in a region where many communities already lack the resources to rebuild.
We were founded as a river and rail.
Jim Castile walks along the towering, grime-coated flood walls in the city he has chronicled as a journalist and historian for much of his 78 years. It's the barrier between the Ohio River and downtown Huntington, West Virginia. But in 1937, there weren't any walls. Castile points near the top of a series of numbered markings on the wall.
If you look up there and see the 6-9, that is the 37 flood.
That's 69 feet of water, 19 feet above flood stage. Thousands in Huntington were forced from their homes. The county courthouse became a virtual boat dock. Cities from Paducah to Pittsburgh all saw destructive waters rise. About 1 million people lost homes, and more than 300 lost their lives. Many of the flood walls, levees, and pump stations in the Ohio River Basin were built in response to that disaster. Many are now more than 70 years old.
That's how it sounded going into the Frankenstein laboratory, wasn't it?
Mike Pemberton has been the flood defense manager for decades in Ironton, Ohio, a small river city about 30 miles downstream from Huntington. He's given a tour of one of several pump stations built in the 1940s that protect his hometown. And it's that advanced age that worries Pemberton. He's had pump station engines and electrical equipment catch on fire. He's had to hunt down for replacements for parts so old they're not even made anymore. And he can't easily inspect things like the insides of old pipes.
Things that's kind of got a question mark beside them, and you know, that's some of the things I kind of worry about.
Funding to repair or upgrade aging protections is hard to come by. Ironton issued a monthly $5 utility fee last year to begin to address the millions of dollars of upgrades needed. The Army Corps of Engineers classifies 12 flood protection projects in the basin as high risk of a malfunction or significant loss of life if a breach happened. That includes Louisville, Evansville, and Huntington. Huntington Stormwater Utility Director Sherry Wilkins says it's hard to get state and federal funding when so many systems need help.
For example, in West Virginia, there might be 15 or 20 other municipalities or entities that are going after that same dollar amount that is available from FEMA. So yeah, that can be challenging at times.
And the American Society of Civil Engineers says flood protection across the country needs $80 billion to adequately protect communities. As these levees, flood walls, and pump stations grow older, the threat of future flooding is growing thanks to our changing climate. Jim Noel is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service Ohio River Forecast Center. He helped author a 2017 Corps of Engineers report on climate change in the Ohio River Basin. The study projects a far warmer and wetter Ohio Valley by the end of the century. There could be as much as 50% more water flowing in some parts of the region. Many effects will be felt sooner in the coming decades, increasing the chance of disasters like floods.
However, beyond 2040, we may see additional either magnitude in terms of higher events or more frequent.
Army Corps of Engineers officials who annually inspect these flood protections say they expect them to perform despite their age. And Noel says dams and reservoirs on various tributaries also help control floods. But the nagging doubts for the future remain for local leaders, including Mike Pemberton, who see their communities at risk.
What if? I guess is the two big words. What if?
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
Liam's story comes to us from the reporting project Good River, Stories of the Ohio. You can read more of their reporting at ohiowatershed.org.